Hey, this is the Night Kitchen Radio
Theater. This is the Night Kitchen Radio Theater.
This is the Night Kitchen Radio Theater.
This is the Night Kitchen Radio Theater.
This is the Night Kitchen Radio Theater.
This is the Night Kitchen Radio Theater.
This is the Kennedy Center presents the Night Kitchen Radio Theater, live on XM Satellite Radio. And here is the director of the Night Kitchen Radio Theater, Arthur Yorinks.
Thank you, Stephen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are once again here at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, coming to you from the Kennedy Center's new family theater. Tonight, we have a wonderful treat, a timeless classic tale, Pinocchio, a story about a father and a son. And here's the icing on the cake. We have the father and son played by a father and son, Arliss Howard and Babe Winger Howard. And to round out our family affair, Deborah Winger, Babe's mom, joins our cast as Pinocchio's mentor. Now, to tell you a little bit about the author of Pinocchio, about the novel upon which our radio play is based, here's our literary director, Leonard Marcus. Leonard.
Thank you, Arthur. Everyone loves Pinocchio, the puppet child with a saucy kick in his step, fine nose for mischief, and tug at your heartstrings, longing to be human. Whether first met in the pages of Carlo Collodi's classic storybook or on screen in the vintage Disney animation, little Pinocchio casts a big shadow, and for more than a century now has been leaving one of literature's most lasting impressions. What is it about this guy? For one thing, Pinocchio is a real firecracker, a scrappy action hero who simply does what he wants, skipping school because he's not in the mood for it, turning somersaults because he is. But alongside Pinocchio's rather enviable bravado is a certain comical tendency to fall flat on his face and to end up in some ridiculous jam that leaves us feeling, well, just that much wiser by comparison. Pinocchio's creator, Carlo Collodi, knew a lot about standing up and falling down. Born in the Italian city of Florence in the year 1826, he was the son of a lowly cook and servant woman from whom he learned early on to respect honest working folk and to beware of crafty people with power. He turned to writing for children after having first served as a common foot soldier and worked as a government clerk and as a journalist whose prickly satires sometimes landed him in thickets of trouble. Collodi knew what a rough-and-tumble place the world could be, and he thought that children were better off knowing it, too. No wonder, then, that he chose to put young Pinocchio through his paces in a virtual rogues gallery of unsavory characters. Sly Fox and his shady henchman, Cat, a scoundrel puppet master, and a perfect slacker of a boy by the name of Lampwick, among others. Yet not everyone Pinocchio meets is such bad news. Geppetto, the woodcarver, is a kindly, forgiving man. Cricket is the watchful guardian angel anyone might want. For a story to be beautiful, suggests an old Italian proverb, something new must be added to it each time it is told. New to our Night Kitchen Pinocchio is Geppetto's good neighbor, Sophia. And for good measure, we've also given that poor, lonely man a cat named Moogie to keep him company. Our play is the work of two talented collaborators, actor and playwright Anthony Zaccaro and TNK artistic director Arthur Yorinks. I wonder what tricks they and their timeless hero may have up their sleeves for us. Let's find out together as we listen up to the Night Kitchen Radio Theater production of Carlo Collodi's Pinocchio.
I can't fall asleep.
Now, Pinocchio, it's a late, and real boys need a lot of sleep.
I wasn't always a real boy, Papa.
No, Pinocchio, you weren't always a real boy.
I was a puppet.
Yes, Pinocchio, you were a puppet. I carved you with my own two hands.
But, Papa, before I was a puppet boy, I was a baby, right?
Well,
what did I look like as a baby? Show me, Papa.
Now, Pinocchio, it's a late. You must go to sleep.
Show me, Papa, and then I'll go to sleep.
Oh, all right, Pinocchio. But then you go to sleep, yes?
Yes, Papa.
Here, I'll draw you a baby picture. Let me get a nice piece of paper here. That's a nice. Okay, let's see. There is a little there and a
Papa,
little here.
That's a piece of wood.
You want a baby picture? I draw you a baby picture.
You mean I was just a piece of wood?
That's all right. I know you don't remember nothing, Pinocchio. Nothing about how you grew up into a real boy, but that is how you looked.
Tell me, Papa.
I say, I show you a baby picture, and then you go to sleep, Pinocchio.
Oh, please, Papa.
Oh, okay, Pinocchio. I tell you the whole story, and then you'll be a good boy and go to sleep, yes?
I will, Papa, I promise.
You a good boy, Pinocchio. But you weren't such a good boy all the time. No, Mamma Mia, you were, you were a piece of trouble, all right. You, all right, let me start from the beginning. It all started at Antonio's house.
Antonio?
Pinocchio, who's telling this story?
Sorry, Papa.
Here, listen. It started one night when I go to visit my friend Antonio, the carpenter.
Hey, who's there?
It's me, Antonio. It's Geppetto.
Come in, Geppetto. It's open.
Antonio, what are you doing laying on the floor in the corner like that?
What's it look like? I'm teaching the ants how to march.
Well, you are wasting your time, Antonio. Ants already know how to march.
Geppetto, you come all the way here to tell me about ants?
No, my friend. I'm looking for a nice piece of wood to make myself a nice little puppet boy.
Okay.
Like that piece over there. That's a nice.
Oh, you don't want that one.
Oh, you are in the grade. I give you the best piece of wood in all of everywhere to make that a rocking chair, and you can't
spend that. You calling me an ingrate, you bumblebee?
Bumblebee? Why, you a bugger. You a beetle. You ugly beetle.
Ugly beetle? You a mosquito. You a old mosquito. You a so old mosquito, you can't even a buzz no more.
I can't a buzz no more. Hey, wait, I'm a buzzer.
Hey,
you...
look, why we fight? I was just trying to warn you that you don't want that piece of wood.
I wanted that piece of wood.
No, you don't.
You telling me what I want or what I don't want. I want that piece of wood.
You don't want it.
Give me that piece of wood.
Okay, you wanted this piece of wood? I give you this piece of wood.
What are you hitting me on the head? Are you crazy or something, Antonio?
I ain't no hitting you. Look here. Where do you think I got this bumper on my head? That piece of wood. It's a spook or something.
No, Antonio. You need to get outside of more, my friend. A magic piece of wood. Are you a nuts or a something?
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, you don't have to go. Hey, who said that?
The wood.
Oh, Antonio, you are going a cuckoo.
You're a cuckoo.
Now, Antonio, don't start.
I didn't say it.
Donkey face.
Antonio, you a baboon brain. One more word.
I didn't say a word, you pudding.
Pudding, I hate a pudding, you know that.
Donkey face, donkey face.
Well, I'm gonna get you now, Antonio.
Oh, would you get out? Oh, would you take that? Would you stop hitting me?
You would stop hitting me.
I'm not.
Hey.
It's the wood.
Where did you get such a piece of wood, Antonio?
I went over to the wood pile by the back of the old house down by the road.
No one lived in that old house for years, Antonio.
So, true. And so I thought, who would mind if I take a piece of wood? I needed to make a nice leg for a table. I took a piece of wood home. I was about to make a cut. And all of a sudden, Ida, the wood, says to me, oh, don't hurt me.
Some a piece of wood.
So I'm not a mean guy. I say it to the wood. Okay, wood. I am not going to hurt you. And what do you think? It starts hopping around like a knot and hitting me out of the head. And
hey, here it goes again. Get it back here, wood.
Oh, be careful, Geppetto.
I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere without Cricket.
Who's a Cricket?
I don't know.
Cricket has been sleeping in the wood pile for 20 years, and I'm not leaving without him.
Okay, where is this Cricket?
I don't know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?